Good morning, Refuge Church of Miami. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm Stephen Brown, and I bring you greetings from the Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas. I want to thank God publicly to Pastor Upton, Lady Bree, for this privilege, and I hope it affords Pastor Upton a little more rest. Let's get right to the word, shall we? Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 19. Hebrews 10, beginning at verse 19. I'm going to read through verse 25. Here is the word of the Lord. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance in faith, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. My. I want to put a tag on this text, and for just a short while, teach from the topic, the beauty of the assembly. The beauty of the assembly. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this tremendous opportunity to share with this, your people. Father, we ask that you would knit our hearts together virtually. Father, give us intelligent attention for this, your word. Free us from the distractions of technology and personality. Father, may we be centered in on you, focused in on your word, so that we will grow, so that we will know, and so that you can show us how to live more productive lives as your children. In Christ's name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Go ahead and type amen in the comment section. All right, the beauty of the assembly. Here's our big idea. Jesus's body and blood give us access. Jesus's body, the church, and blood give us access. His broken body and blood give us access. Show me a church where there is authentic love, and I'll show you a community that has been deeply impacted by said church. There's a little boy who lived in the east side of Chicago, and his parents decided to move. Now, in this east side area, he had his favorite church, the church that he grew up in. And even though his family and parents moved to a different side of town, this little boy would walk to church in his old neighborhood. One of his friends asked him why he went so far and told him there were plenty of churches along the way. The young man replied, "Yeah, they may be good for others, but not for me." And the young lady asked him again, "Well, why is that?" To which he responded, "Because they love a fella over there." He says, they love a fella over there. He had experienced an unusual sense of love and community as a result of being a part of his church. And no distance would keep him from that. Y'all, this is the church, the movement that Jesus Christ began in order for his kingdom to be established, his gospel to be dispensed, his love to be shared. This is the church. Aren't you glad, Refuge, to be a part of Jesus's church? Regardless of the bad press, regardless of the constant criticism, the unending misinformation, the church of Jesus Christ still stands and is stronger than she has ever been. The church is where we go and grow. I'm feeling my help already. The church exposed us to fellowship and partnership, righteousness and justice, discipleship and community engagement. The church, this, beloved, is the beauty of the assembly. This beauty will never fade. Aren't you glad to be a part of the church? And so this is our emphasis for today. Jesus's body and blood have given us access to his church. The Hebrew writer opens verse 19 with the statement, therefore. And we have to understand that verses 19 through 25 are essentially one extended sentence, one extended trend of thought. And so what's happening in verses 19 through 25 is there is a shift in the book of Hebrews from doctrine to duty. There is a shift from what you have learned and what you're going to do with what you've learned. See, I've discovered that creeds have to ultimately give way to conduct. What you believe must eventually impact how you behave. So the writer has reminded us that no more sacrifices are required, that Jesus's perfect sacrifice paid it all. Oh, somebody type in the comment section, paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but he washed me, oh, white as snow. So the writer's therefore pushes us towards our response to all that Christ has done. Verse 19 again says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God. One writer paraphrases this section in the most profound way. He says, in view of all that has been accomplished for us by Christ, he says, let us confidently approach God in worship. Let us maintain our Christian confession of hope. Let us help one another by meeting together regularly for mutual encouragement, because the day which we await will soon be here. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So verses 19 through 21 restate the sacrifice of Christ and the access that Christ's sacrifice has granted to those who believe. Again, verse 19, I got to keep reading it. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God. Don't miss this first observation. I want you to catch this. Beloved, here it is. We are bold because of the blood. Woo, God, I like that by myself. We are bold because of the blood. The writer says we have boldness, confidence to come, to enter into the presence of our life giver King. No more hindrances, no more hoops, a path towards God's presence has been laid by the blood of the Lamb. Y'all, I don't want you to miss that. We are bold because of the blood. The text says, boldness to enter the sanctuary. Oh, God. We are bold to enter the sanctuary through the blood. The blood, y'all, the blood cleans me. The blood clings to me. Oh, God. And the blood clears a path for me. Y'all, I'm about to shout at this virtual room here. The blood cleans me up. The blood clings to me. And the blood clears a path for me. My grandmother sang this song, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because of the access granted through the sacrifice of Christ, we must note that the sanctuary, beloved, is not limited to a building. Oh, God, help me, somebody. This is, of course, of the designated God-ordained place called the church. We are also the church wherever we go. Oh, God, we are bold because of the blood. Secondly, we have access because of his body. I'm still in the text. We're bold because of the blood. We have access because of his body. Look at verse 20. It says, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, we are bold because of the blood, and we have access because of his body. Scripture has recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke that upon Jesus' crucifixion, the veil was torn from top to bottom, this heavy veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the ordinary place of the temple. That veil was torn, this heavy veil that the high priest only went behind once per year. And so what the Hebrew writer is affirming is Jesus's torn body tore the veil. Oh, God, somebody type that in the comment section. Jesus's torn body tore the veil. They ripped him, but they couldn't stop him. Because on the third day, he got up with all power, power to redeem the lost, power to correct the wrong, power to release the captive. And now, according to the Hebrew author, Jesus is our new high priest. Oh, I like that right there. Our new mediator, our new intercessor. Jesus has given us a new and living way to access God's presence, and as a result, to interact with our God. Verse 21, we have a great high priest in the person of Jesus Christ. We no longer need the priest on earth as a mediator for access. We now have access. We are bold because of his blood. We have access because of his body. But the text is moving. Let's move on, y'all. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Oh, beloved, there is an appropriate response from us based upon what the Lord did for us. Oh, God, there is an appropriate response from us based upon what the Lord has done for us. There is always an expected or required response to God's benevolence. Verse 22 said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Oh, God, draw near, says the text. Hearts full, says the text. In other words, here it is. Here's some application. We believers are to come clean. We are to come into God's presence clean. We are to come clean. Draw near to his presence in his place, washed and ready for worship, hearts full of assurance, yeah, knowing that you have been redeemed, that you have been transformed, that you have been delivered, that you have been saved. There is sincerity and authenticity based upon an effective cleansing by his blood. Y'all, I'm going to talk about that blood a little later, but I need for you to know he is challenging us to come clean, to bring God your first, bring God your best, bring God yourself. Oh, God, I got to keep pressing. Refuge, I got to keep pressing. First, we got to come clean. But then secondly, we must come correct. Oh, get that down. We must come correct. Verse 23 says, let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. The writer, throughout this epistle, warns believers of the danger of drift. Somebody type drift in the comments section. The danger of drift. There is an immense potential in wavering from the faith. So to offset that, he exhorts us to hold on to the confession of our hope. Hold on, somebody. Encourage a neighbor and type hold on in the comments section. We have to rely upon the faithfulness of Jesus' finished work upon Calvary's cross. Oh, God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else but Jesus. Oh, beloved, we have to come. We have to come clean. We have to come correct, meaning don't add anything to what the Lord God has done. Final movement, final principle. Come clean. Come correct. Finally, come consistently. Oh, please get that down, beloved. Come consistently. I'm finished. Verse 24. And let us consider one another in order to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Consider one another, inspire one another, gather together. Y'all, that's come consistently. And so the challenge for us as a church is that when we come and we are engaged with each other in both fellowship and in each other's presence, enjoying the word and worship, we ought to be inspiring and challenging and encouraging and demonstrate love in such a way that every person will understand their value. Beloved, this is the beauty of the assembly. This is the joy that the Lord has given to us. And so I want to challenge you right now under the sound of my voice to always be prepared to come clean, always be prepared to come correct, and to do so consistently. Why? Because his blood has made the difference. Because his body has made the difference. And now we can testify to the goodness of our God. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, we love you and we thank you for this moment. Thank you for this virtual service. Thank you for rest. Thank you for Jesus, in whose name we pray and praise you. Amen. God bless you, Refuge. Take care.